This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
All right, what's going on, America? We're going to jump right into this one because this one's probably going to be one of those episodes that just gets me going across the board. Let's start it off with fan mail. I always like to every once in a while let you guys in on fan mail. So this is from a guy named Mark Draving. And the subject title is just called B-I-T-C-H, which I always find funny. So I'm going to self-censor this exceptional poetry that was written to me. This was in response to the fact I'm hiring a personal assistant, by the way, which, by the way, if you think that that's you and you want to go to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, email me your resume at graham@dearamericamedia.com. It's amazing to me that when you put out there, hey, I'm hiring, and you know, you kind of give like, hey, I'm looking for this type of person, this type of person, this type of person, blah, 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 blah. If this is you, email me, graham@dearamericamedia.com. It is amazing to me. This is a problem. Here we go. I'm already getting on a tangent. This is a problem with America and the workforce today. Okay. People emailed me in the thousands. 95% of them is just people telling me they're interested in the job. Okay. No resume. No about them. No nothing. I even had a couple people write and say, tell me more about the job and compensation range. In other words, saying, tell me more about the job before I even waste my time sending an application to you. This is what's wrong with America. No, for all you know, it could be six figures. For all you know, it could be 30,000. You have no idea, but it's not my job to sell you on the job. It's your job to sell me that you're the one that I should hire. That is the problem that we have in our society today. Everybody thinks that they're worth more money than they're worth. The end. Like, it's insanity to me that you have people that will see a job posting and they will essentially go to the table and go, excuse me, sir, or madam, explain to me why I should take the time to even consider working for your organization. Sell me on your organization and sell me on the job and sell me on the money, and then I'll consider putting in my resume and then interviewing for the job because I will bless you with my presence. What in the world is going on with people, man? It's crazy, dude. So just being honest with you, hey man, I own a lot of businesses. If you sent me an email and you're listening to this and you sent me an email and you did not send me a resume and you led off with the email of how much does this job pay, et cetera, you were automatically deleted. I didn't even make it past the first line when that happens. If there ain't no attachment of a resume, if there's no way to find you on social media in any kind, that one's not as big a deal, but that's a big plus, right? Because there are people that do understand this, that attach their social links and everything, right? Like, I want to know who you are. I want to know what you look like. I want to know what kind of pictures you put up. I want to know what your part. One person even said, I just want to let you know up front, I got an OnlyFans account. So I know that you're a big Christian guy. So I don't know if that's a deal breaker or not. It was a deal breaker, obviously, automatic delete, but I appreciate the honesty, right? I appreciate you up front just letting me know, oh, by the way, I'm doing porn on OnlyFans and, you know, selling pictures of my feet, I guess, on you know, on the side, right? Well, you know, which again, automatic no for working for me, but I appreciate the honesty. Anyway, this email from Mark Draving was in response to that. I'm hiring. I'm adding to the American workforce here. But either way, this was his poetry in motion here. Okay, here we go. Inflation has consequences, guys. As the Fed raises interest rates to combat out of control government spending, long-term bonds have diminished in value, crippling the banks. Depositors are holding their breath and investors are bailing on bank stocks. Right now is time for diversification. Right now is to protect your family savings, your 401k, your IRA with gold or precious metals. That's why you need to work with my friends over at Birch Gold Group. Birch Gold makes it easy to convert an IRA or 401k or simply your savings into precious metals. Here's what you need to do. Simply text the word Graham, that's G-R-A-H-A-M, to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold. That's it. That's all they want to do. They want to send you a free info kit. It's no cost to you, no commitment to you. What do you have to lose than to simply do what you need to do to find out the information that you need to protect your family in these uncertain times? Text Graham to 989898 to claim your free info kit on gold today. With an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau, thousands of happy customers, and countless 5-star reviews, Birch Gold is who you can trust to protect your future. Go right now and text the word Graham, that's G-R-A-H-A-M, to 989898 today. You are nothing but a washed up P-U-S-S-Y-A Marine. First of all, wasn't a Marine, I was in the Army, so we're already off to like a negative start. If your kids are listening, this probably isn't the right time. Here we go. Donald Trump isn't going to have sex with you. Okay. What a random thing to say. Why does it always go to this? Donald Trump isn't going to have sex with me. Thank God. That would be really unfortunate. Kid Rock won't F you in the mouth. I'm sorry. I know that this is a Christian show. I apologize. But you guys need to sit. Like, this is the real stuff that I deal with every day. All right. Bud Light is still going strong. I disagree. Bud Light is down almost $7 billion in the stock market right now. So, you know, I mean, yeah, they're not going out of business, but that's a big old hit. But either way, you're a transphobic, homophobic, racist piece of S. So I'm transphobic, homophobic, and I'm racist. You know what? I want to look up this. What is the definition of transphobic here? Let me just look at this really quick. And if you guys didn't catch, this episode is going to be attacking the transgender plague that is taking over our community. All right. So the Merriam-Webster. It says transphobic, having or showing a dislike of or a strong prejudice against transgender people. Well, I don't think this makes me transphobic. Because I do. I have a severe dislike and a strong prejudice against transgenderism. Not against transgender people. I'm not afraid of transgender people. I don't like walk on the other side of the street when I see them. I don't try to actively make it to where they, you know, can't get jobs, all this other kind of stuff. I don't want them, you know, talking to the children about why they're transgender and why they chose the pronouns they chose, because I think that that has no business in anything. But if transphobic means that I dislike, I'll even go as far as hate the transgender ideology, Well, then, yeah, I guess maybe I am transphobic. But, you know, I'm also Satan phobic. You know, I severely dislike and hate Satan and all things demonic. So does that make me demon phobic? I guess you're right here a little bit. I mean, you're right. I don't agree with, I don't like, and I don't support the transgender ideology. Has nothing to do with the people. We've actually talked about this in the episodes earlier. And as we go through this episode talking about Mr. Beast and the world of a firestorm that he finds himself in a little later on in this episode, it has nothing to do with the people, because I don't see it like that. I don't see them as, ooh, they're transgender people. I don't like them because they are an issue and I have a problem with them. No, I look at it as, oh, this is demonic and this is evil, and I have a problem with that. So, okay. I mean, if having a dislike or a strong prejudice against transgender, not people, but the transgender ideology and the transgender culture, I guess you kind of got me. It's almost like the kind of, you know, Christian nationalism, right? Well, what is Christian nationalism? Well, Christian nationalism is defined as Christians who think that America should be a Christian nation above all. I guess I'm a Christian nationalist because, yeah, I think it would be awesome if all of America became Christians and gave their life to Christ. I think that would be awesome. In fact, I question the motives and ethics of Christians who don't want that. Now, I'm not saying you enforce that with an iron fist and a whip and you put people into bondage if they don't do that. No, of course not. But if the entire country had a revival, in the entire country accepted Jesus Christ, and the entire country went into worship of God, yeah, I'm all for that. And I guess if you're going to define that as a Christian nationalist, I guess you got me. I mean, I really do, but moving on. Politics do not matter, okay? Joe Biden is your president. I guess technically you're right. I don't believe he won the election, but he does hold the office. I've never argued that. You are nothing, bro. Just another peed off redneck who didn't get his way. You should delete your Facebook. You make yourself look like a effing moron every day. Also, and here it comes. Here it comes. Here's the evil, right? Okay, so everything this person just said, none of that matters. This is the part that matters. And this is what I'm talking about. This is the evil that we're fighting against. So this person really doesn't have a problem with me. The evil inside of this person has a problem with me because I combat it every single day. Okay, are you ready? Here it comes. F Jesus Christ, F God, F Christianity. There it is. There it is. There's the real part of it all right there. It is a hatred towards Christianity, and especially a hatred towards Christians that are not afraid to stand up and be bold. The enemy, the devil, evil, demonic, whatever you want to call it, they cannot stand it. Now, am I saying that Mark Draving is possessed by a demon? No, I'm not saying that. Am I saying that this is obviously a spiritual attack? Yeah. That's what this all boils down to. All right, it is not unknown that the market and inflation is out of control. Have you gone to get food lately? It is insane. But on top of that, we've got woke corporations that do not care about you or your values that are always spiking up the prices, and nobody does that more than your wireless provider. AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, Sprint, all these places do not care about you or your values. So why are you supporting them when you can support a company who does? You need to join Pure Talk right now. Why? Because the CEO and chairman of the board is a U.S. veteran, and Pure Talk cares about supporting veterans and our military. When you become a Pure Talk customer, you have an option to support America's Warrior Partnership to prevent veteran suicide. This service is fantastic. They cover 99% of Americans. I'm a customer and I don't drop calls. And that's a very big deal because I am very busy. Pure Talk is an American company who cares about creating American jobs. In fact, their customer service team is right here in the old U.S. of A. They also make switching very easy. Talk, text, and plenty of 5G data is just $30 a month with no contract. You can keep your number and keep your phone. The average family saves about $1,000 a year. So go to puretalk.com and enter the promo code Graham. That's G-R-A-H-A-M to save 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code Graham, and save with an American company who shares your values. Go to puretalk.com, promo code Graham now. And then I love this. I love this. This is my other favorite part of the message. So he just goes on this tangent. F Jesus Christ, F God, F Christianity, right? So he's anti-God, he's anti-Jesus, he's anti-Christianity. Hates us, right? But then he goes on a tangent about talking about how I'm wrong because God loves everybody. Listen to this, you can't make this up. All right, so he just said F Jesus, F God, F Christianity, but only the ones that you think would actually be hateful towards anybody. The real Jesus and God actually care about everyone, no matter what they identify as or choose to be in life. I agree with that statement completely. That's absolutely true. If you're gay, God wants to have a relationship with you. If you're transgender, God wants to have a relationship with you. If you're a murderer, God wants to have a relationship with you. He cares about you. I absolutely believe that, 100%. I agreed. Except you, though. I guess he's saying that Jesus loves and cares about everybody except me. Except you, though, since you're a hateful bigot. You probably never even seen anything outside of a boot camp. Oh, and here it goes. So this person probably is in the military, and it always goes to the you know, you never did anything. I actually was very honest in my book when I said I was the other 99% of the Army. Yeah, I went to Iraq, went outside the wire over 300 times, I think, but I wasn't anything special. I wasn't a Navy SEAL, wasn't Special Forces, wasn't a Ranger. There's a lot more people that deserve a lot more credit than I ever do because I was just a guy doing my duty. I actually was very honest about that. Effing poser. Nobody wants to be your assistant. There it is. I told you they were responding to the assistant thing. You are a lazy, washed up P word, a poor, poor piece of S. It's time for you to get a real job and get off the internet. F U P U S S Y. I don't know about the lazy part, man. I'll say, you're right. My life is different these days, but lazy? I don't know. I got a lot of stuff. Got a lot of stuff going on. I think, yeah, in the next 9 days, I go to Tennessee, Montana, Arizona, Texas, then Florida. I don't know about lazy, but either way, again, this message in and of itself, it starts with personal attacks, then it starts with the transphobic, homophobic stuff, but then they accuse me of being gay because Donald Trump will never have sex with you. Okay. All right. And then it gets to the real heart of it all, which is this person hates Jesus. He hates God. He hates Christianity. And therefore he hates me. Look at it. Ooh, this is really good. So just like I say that I don't hate transgender people, I hate transgender ideology. I hate the transgender plague that is coming across our country. I hate it. I absolutely hate the sin that is the LGBTQ lifestyle. 100%. I have a deep heart for the people. 100%. In fact, I put this tweet up and I didn't write the first part of the tweet. I don't know who did, but I put this tweet up and it goes like this. The people that offend you with truth don't actually hate you. In fact, they care for you more than the people who just tell you what you want to hear will ever care about you. You see, I don't hate the LGBTQ community. In fact, I care more about their eternal souls than all of you people that are cowards that just tell them what they want to hear so you don't have to deal with the backlash. And just like I hate the evil that is sin, that is the infection of the LGBTQ lifestyle, the infection of this transgenderism, the infection of the grooming of our children, just like I hate that, this person hates the Christian in me that is standing against those things. So this email, if you get down to it, it really all boils down to the middle part. F Jesus, F God, F Christianity. This person doesn't hate me. This person is oppressed and afflicted with evil. And evil hates me. Satan hates me. The devil hates me. Just like the devil hates every Christian that's actually doing anything. Isaiah Saldivar said it really well. The devil doesn't mind you going to church. The devil doesn't mind you worshiping. The devil doesn't even mind you saying you're a Christian. Because 99% of Christians that go to church and, you know, all this other stuff, they don't do anything. They don't change. They go to church. They worship the Lord. And then they go straight home, abandon their wife and their children. They go downstairs. They play video games or they watch pornography. The devil don't mind you if you're not changing. And I would say if you're a Christian, and everybody talks about Christians supposed to be meek and all this other stuff, I would say that if you're a Christian and you're not receiving some kind of pushback from people, now I'm not saying that you got to do it like I do it, because can't nobody do it like I do it. I have the innate ability to make people upset. I really do. There is something about my face, something about my voice, and something about the words that I say, that these people that are afflicted, these people that are not living a God-filled life, they hate me. They hate me. And that's fine, because I would much rather be hated by them than for the Lord to spit me out of his mouth and say that he never knew me at the end of the day. The end. All right, ladies, listen up. We all know that beards are back in session, but we all know that beards can go from mighty and majestic like Hercules to Duck Dynasty really quick. So it is time for you to get the gift that keeps on giving for your man to keep that majestic beard under control and any other hair that maybe needs some taming in their life, chest hair, and any other hair that you may imagine. It is time to join the 8 million people worldwide who have bought the man in their life, Manscaped. And all you got to do is go to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code Graham. That's all you have to do. That's simple, right? Why? Why allow such a majestic thing as a man who has a beard? The man in your life that you feel is so manly, the man in your life that you love their beard, but it comes to a point where that thing just gets out of control. Help them tame the majestic part of their life. Help them be the Herculean protector of your home that you know that they are. Help them be the best version of themselves, because ladies, you know that as men, we don't buy nothing for ourselves. So give him the gift that keeps on giving. 8 million men are using the Manscaped beard trimmers, the weed whackers, etc. And guess what? They are amazing. Not only do they do the job they're supposed to do, they also don't cut, which is a very amazing thing. Trust me when I say that. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code Graham at manscaped.com. That's manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code Graham at manscaped.com. Give the gift that keeps on giving. Help your Hercules look the part and have that majestic beard going on. Go to manscaped.com, promo code Graham. Anyway, got really off on a tangent there on the hate mail, but I just felt it was really important, A, to show you that if you're going to take a stand for something, okay, this is what comes along with that, and B, get to the real root of it, because it's not hatred towards me. It's hatred towards the God and Christ that they see in me and coming out of me, because I refuse to be a head in the sand Christian that just minds my own business. I refuse to be.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud. Or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe. Every day at Saks.com.